From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Anna Sirianni. The Missouri Public Service Commission has approved a Missouri Ameren program that would alleviate some stress from electric car drivers in the state. KBIA's Jacob Douglas reports.
Driving an electric vehicle in Missouri can be difficult. The state lacks enough sufficient chargers on major roadways. Only 3 charging stations exist on the 235-mile stretch on I-70 from St. Louis to Kansas City. Missouri Ameren wants to improve that. The program will spend $4.4 million over 5 years, allowing Ameren customers to provide electric vehicle charging stations. Renew Missouri Executive Director James Owen says this change should attract more drivers to go electric.
Ultimately, this is kind of a chicken and the egg question. Does EV charging stations lead to more electric vehicles, or does more electric vehicles lead to more charging stations? I mean, my opinion is more people would drive these if they knew they could get across the state, at the very least.
Steve Wills, Director of Rates and Analysis, says while there isn't currently a concrete timeline for the charging stations, he hopes the program will get started soon. Jacob Douglas, KBIA.
The Missouri Department of Natural Resources says crews are still working to clean up and identify the cause of an oil pipeline leak discovered last week in St. Charles. The size of the oil leak hasn't yet been determined, but the department estimates it was about 1,800 gallons. It says the oil didn't leak into any waterways. A bill that would ban abortion after the detection of a fetal heartbeat, which comes as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, was heard yesterday by the House Children and Families Committee. The only exception to the bill would be in the case of a medical emergency. From Jefferson City, Meg Cunningham reports.
Representative Nick Schroer, a Republican from O'Fallon, says he hopes to continue to work with lawmakers to implement further abortion regulations.
The text of this bill is a starting point, not only to save lives, but helping curb the mental anguish many women suffer as a result of abortions.
Opponents to the bill say it would ban abortions before many know they are pregnant. A similar law was overturned just weeks ago by the Iowa Supreme Court, which deemed the change unconstitutional. Currently, St. Louis is the only city in Missouri where people can have an abortion. In Jefferson City, I'm Meg Cunningham.
The University of Missouri Office for Civil Rights and Title IX released data today that found more people were accused of discrimination and harassment at the school last year than the prior year. The Columbia Missourian reports the office received 750 reports of MU's anti-discrimination policy last year. The year prior, there were 693 reports. The reports also showed the number of faculty members accused of violations increased from 62 to 106. Reports of racial discrimination and discrimination based on disability declined. Sexual orientation and gender identity discrimination allegations increased. Anna Sirianni, KBIA News, Columbia.